Welcome to Friday. Can I get a woot woot?
Woot woot.
Wow. Okay.
It's Friday and payday.
Oh, that's right. It is payday.
Mm-hmm. And
I forget about that.
The last 2 weeks were not full weeks, so this week feels longer.
You know, you say that, but I've actually felt like this week has gone by pretty quick. It seems like it just, boom, here it is. We're Friday. It's rocking and rolling. Welcome to it. It's 11 minutes after 5. This, by the way, in case you didn't know, if you're tuning in for the very first time, you've never heard this program, this is your favorite morning radio show. You just didn't know it yet. Give us about 10, 15 minutes, and if you're not violently ill, you'll be enjoying the program. Big story today. Yesterday, while we were wrapping things up, this house explosion. This is a huge story. You know how I know this? The local news last night was like 20 minutes, the house blowing up.
Uh-huh.
And now let's get our roving reporter to talk about how the neighbors saw something.
I went out there yesterday to take some pictures for WSAU.com.
Yeah.
The house just doesn't exist anymore.
Did you take hot dogs and marshmallows and stuff, too?
I was there a couple of hours after it happened, and you could still smell it.
Yeah.
Whatever was left there.
The sheriff's department is talking about suspicious devices. Mm-hmm. The family is saying, wait a minute, this guy was a member of a fireworks guild. They stored fireworks in the house.
Oopsie.
And he was also a tinkerer working on like lawnmower engines and stuff like that.
That's always a good combination. Mm. Let's have black powder and gunpowder and all this other stuff. Small engines.
Before we start talking about, you know, bomb making materials and things like that,
sure.
Let's be a little circumspect.
Well, I wasn't so much thinking terrorism and bomb making and so forth. I was thinking, where's Walter White?
You thought meth lab? That was your first thought?
Listen, where I'm from.
Well, here in central Wisconsin, you know, that's not a bad thought either.
I'm but, just you know. Telling you, where I'm from, when somebody's house blows up, you're like, oh, it was a meth lab.
Uh-huh.
They've even gone so far. There's been news reports, and this is how commonplace it is. A house blew up on 10th Street, and the fire put out, and yeah, it was a meth lab. Also in sports today. Today a man was killed in his own car while the passenger was shaking a Coke bottle, making meth.
Yeah.
The Coke bottle exploded, killing the driver. And today in school lunches, it's, you know, that it's just like, oh, yeah, another meth lab. But I think there may be another reason why the house blew up.
Okay.
I think the investigators need to look in the trash and see how many Taco Bell bags there were. You know what I'm saying? Have you been to the Bell lately?
Not lately. Mm. Have you tried their new stuff? Is that
no.
what you're talking about?
No.
It's kind of a meat-like product that's in there.
You know what, dude? But it's a good meat-like product. It is one of the better meat-like products tasty.
They don't even call it meat on the box that it comes in.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They call it beef.
Now that Burger King and McDonald's have rejected the pink slime, I do believe that it just found its way to the Mexican chain.
They don't call it meat. You have to. I'll find it. It's online. It's got a picture of the box of what it says it is actually is. It's
meat-like product.
It's sort of like that. It's
beef.
I can't remember the name. It's got a name though.
100% resemblant beef. What the hell is resembling
like
beef?
That episode of MASH where Radar gets on the speaker and goes, and the winner of our Name the Dinner contest, some kind of meat.
I used to have that soundbite. Well, anyway, this is the Friday morning program. We're going to talk about Chris Christie a little bit later. I think it's very interesting how things shook down yesterday. But, you know, according to what the heck is this worthless piece of garbage for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? That rag. There is a.
You haven't lived here long enough to call it a rag.
Oh
yet.
Yes, I have. this article alone that we're going to talk about next is enough for me to call it a rag. Apparently, there's a huge brouhaha about Governor Scott Walker.
Another one.
And his fundraising.
Another one.
Yes, and this one. Is brutally, this one could topple the regime. Maybe.
No.
Maybe it's just some guy that has a burr somewhere where the sun don't shine and just wants to be an idiot. Anyway, we got all of that and a whole lot more coming for you on the Friday version of your favorite morning program. Don't go anywhere. And now a word from the Weather Channel.
And welcome back to the Weather Channel, everyone. Over the past week, you know, we've been enjoying record high ratings because of the freezing temperatures around the United States. But just because that polar vortex thingy has nearly run its course doesn't mean you should change the channel. In fact, according to the meteorological data that only we have access to, it turns out a good portion of the planet may soon be ravaged by deadly hurricane-forced cyclones. And of course, when that happens, there's a 73% chance you could die. So stay tuned for all the latest details right after polar vortex, ridiculous hype, crappy way to start the year, or both. Here on the Weather Channel, where weather is our life and your death.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.